Country Bob FM.
Bob Almanac.
That was aggressive.
It's, well, look at this thing.
I know.
This thing's from the 1880s, this cowbell.
That, right.
Who knows how many cows that thing hung from. That's a real one from an antique, not one of those ones you buy at the sporting goods store so you can rattle it at the football game. This is
a real cowbell.
Yeah. Anyway, today it is the Almanac, Bob FM Almanac, Tuesday, November 12th, 316th day of the year. We have 49 left to go. Somebody said, you know what, I got a fever and the only prescription is more cowbell. For me, I've got a fever and the only prescription is more Burl Ives.
He floats through the air with the greatest of ease. The daring young man on the flying trapeze. His movements are graceful, all the girls he displease. And my love he has stolen away.
The first ever flying trapeze act performed on this date by Jules Leotard. And yes, the garment leotard is named after him as well. So what a famous man. It was the Cirque Napoleon. The Cirque Napoleon in Paris, France, on this date, the first ever flying trapeze. I bet you the people were just dumbfounded and awestruck and spellbound.
They had to have
to
been.
See that. A man, I mean, flying, pretty much.
Yeah. That never been seen before. I mean, that was impressive.
Same date, 1910, the first ever movie stunt. A man jumps into the Hudson River from a burning balloon. Now, if it was the Hudson River, you'd stay in the burning balloon. That
yeah.
That'd be more pleasurable than jumping into the Hudson River.
Right, right.
That place is a cesspool,
yeah,
from what I hear.
Right.
And you can land a plane there. You just don't want to swim
in
it.
The Hudson.
So that was this date, 1910. 1920, the first baseball commissioner was appointed, as Judge Kennesaw Mountain Landis. And he didn't get his name because he was a big guy. It was after Kennesaw Mountain in the Atlanta area. But he was a judge, and they had the Black Sox scandal going on. They wanted to bring this guy in, so he came in, and
he ruled.
He banned them.
Iron Fist.
He was Iron Fist. I mean, he did what he had to do and brought back some public confidence in baseball because confidence was low.
There's no crying and there's no betting.
Kind of like after the strike when they lost the World Series and
right.
the steroid era and things like that. This is a dark time for baseball, and Judge Kennesaw Mountain Landis pretty much saved it. Way to go, Judge. 1942, newsreel time.
With Army flying fortresses accompanying them, the Marines launch their attack on Japan's Solomon Island bases. These are the first films of the United States' initial step toward recapturing Japanese positions in the Pacific.
The Battle of Guadalcanal began on this date, World War II. We would win, and that would be a major victory over the Japanese. Out in the Pacific, that was kind of a big deal. 1946, let the laziness of America begin, because the first ever drive-up banking facility. First drive-through banking, where you go through. I don't know if they had the vacuum tubes back then, but you didn't have to go into the bank anymore.
Oh, that's cool.
Which made it safe, because then you wouldn't be in danger in the line of fire during a bank robbery.
I think they just had the little drawers that come out, probably one lane.
Those are good drawers. Yeah. I want a drawer like that.
Right.
So that was 1946. Then eventually you had all kinds of drive-up windows. But banking was the first one. 1946. In 54, we closed Ellis Island. They had processed more than 20 million immigrants. It is believed, even to this date, that 40% of Americans who are legal... Americans,
right.
legal
right.
citizens, 40% can trace their lineage to Ellis Island, that their ancestors came through Ellis Island, and they closed it down in 1954. 1969, Harmon Killebrew, 49 home runs. Remember how many RBIs he had? He had 140-something RBI, didn't he, also?
Yeah, I think so.
In 1969, he was voted the MVP. And despite the Bomba Squad and all the home runs that the Twins hit this past year, nobody came close to 49. Nelson Cruz had, what, 41?
41 or 2,
I think Nelson Cruz is 40 or 41. So, Harmon Killebrew, the American League MVP.
That's a lot of RBI, too.
Who else was named MVP for the Twins? You had your Zoilo Versailles.
Yep.
You had your Rod Carew. You had your...
Kirby.
He was never MVP.
Oh, he wasn't. No.
Maurer.
Justin Morneau.
And Justin Morneau.
Yeah.
Those are your MVPs. All time, Harmon Killebrew, 1969. 71 in the news.
Over the next 2 months, we will withdraw 45,000 Americans. Mm-hmm. I will make another announcement before the 1st of February. As far as that second announcement is concerned, before the 1st of February.
That was a pretty important announcement this date, 1971, President Nixon announcing the withdrawal of U.S. troops from Vietnam. 1979, Tony Franklin, remember him as a kicker?
Sure do.
He was a barefooted kicker.
Yes, he was.
And this date, he was kicking for the Philadelphia Eagles, and without a shoe, he kicked a 59-yard field goal. And if it was in Philadelphia, it was off that rock-hard turf.
Cold.
And it probably was cold. Which I don't know if that was good or not. He had a big frozen stump instead of a foot.
Wow.
But the barefooted kicker, I never got that. You know, we had one there for a while, Rich Carlos.
Yep.
For the Vikings.
I never got it either.
I don't know if they had a better feel or what it was. I mean, we've got a buddy that golfs barefooted.
Yes, we do.
So maybe it helps their game. I don't know. Or they got a little caveman in them. I just...
It's not for the faint of heart, I'm telling you that.
How about 2011?
So, Justin, you want to call out my girl Mila? Well, I'm going to call you out and ask you to come to the Marine Corps Ball with me on November 12th in Washington, D.C. And if you can't go, all I have to say is cry me a river.
Cry me a river. Yeah. You know, say what you want about Justin Timberlake, but he's a stand-up guy, and he made good on his date promise to Corporal Kelsey DeSantis. That was Kelsey right there.
Ooh.
YouTube from Afghanistan, asking Justin Timberlake to the Marine Corps ball. And Timberlake went to the ball on this date, 2011.
Pretty cool.
A lot of eyes were on them. And then 2014, this date.
After traveling through space for 10 years and doing 5 laps around the sun, a small spacecraft has landed on a comet, and both are now hurtling through space at 40,000 miles an hour.
It was an historic event. The Philae space probe landed on Comet 67P, first ever soft landing on a comet. And then that was Brian Williams from NBC. And if he would have played that clip a little bit longer, he would have claimed that he was on that space probe, and he was there when it landed. 2014. Let's move on.
40,000 miles an hour.
Birthdays now today, and we got a lot of them.
I expect a tough, clean fight. Protect yourself at all times. Any questions here? Any questions here? Let's get it on.
He's going to get it on. I don't know if he's still getting it on at 82. I assume he is. That's Judge Mills Lane, boxing referee turned TV judge. And everybody eventually does get a judge show on TV.
Mm-hmm.
You know that. So 82 for him today.
And wasn't he?
You're just stalling now.
You'd like to think that, wouldn't you?
Claymation.
You've
one?
Beaten my giant, which means you're exceptionally strong. So you could have put the poison in your own goblet, trusting on your strength to save you. So I can clearly not choose the wine in front of you. But you've also bested my Spaniard, which means you must have studied. And in studying, you must have learned that man is mortal. So you would have put the poison as far from yourself as possible, so I can clearly not choose the wine in front of me.
Makes total sense. That's Wallace Shawn from The Princess Bride. He is not Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. You're about to die. This is the other guy, the funny little guy. He is 76. He's currently on Young Sheldon. Hear this date. How about some music?
It was an itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she
Brian Hyland, who sang this song today and made a big hit out of it. He's 76. Here's another one for you here today. Might be Booker T and the MGs. Green Onions. So Booker T. Jones, 75, this guy, he was just on the air last Saturday, or Sunday night. He was calling the Vikings game on Sunday.
Loaded, two out, bottom of the sixth, Twins lead by one. And Herbeck gets a high drive to deep center field. Mickey goes back, grand slam!
I still get goosebumps, or chill bumps as my wife calls them. That's what they say down south. Al Michaels, 75, here today.
Keep on rocking the free world.
You know, I don't know if we'd hear of Al Michaels if it wasn't for the Miracle on Ice. That kind of made his career.
It did.
74, happy birthday. The grandpa of grunge. You know that, right? He's the grandpa of grunge.
Seasons don't feel the rain.
I know there's a reason I picked the cowbell. Possibly the original cowbell song. the lead singer from Blue Oyster Cult, Donald Razor, is 72 today. We've got some country on the show.
I wish I was a teddy bear, not living or loving, not going nowhere.
Barbara Fairchild had a monster hit with this song. I want to say early 70s. She is 69 today. Do you ever watch the Will and Grace show, Neil?
No, not really.
Hello. Okay, rule number one. Unless you're served in a frosted glass, never come within 4 feet of my lips.
She's the crazy Karen from that show. Megan Mullally, 61. Nadia Comaneci, first ever to get a 10 in Olympic competition. Gymnast, she's very bendy and flexible. She was from, Romania?
I think so.
Wasn't she Romanian? Nadia Comaneci, 58. Greg Gagne, he was on the field when Ken Herbeck hit that Grand Slam in 87. All-star shortstop. He's now a member of the Twins Hall of Fame. Greg Gagne, 87 and 91.
Pretty steady.
He was steady. He was one of the keys the middle. You got to be strong up the middle. So Greg Gagne, 58. Sammy Sosa is?
A cheater.
He's 51. You know, you could say Tanya Harding is?
A cheater.
Yeah.
I would like to begin by saying how sorry I am about what happened to Nancy Kerrigan.
Yeah.
I am embarrassed and ashamed.
Was that hard
to think that anyone close to me could be involved?
Yeah, she had her galooly do it. She had a galooly. So that's Tanya Harding. She is 41. Then we got some of the hot actors of the day. Ryan Gosling, 39, and Anne Hathaway, 37.
Oh,
they're
sure.
As hot as they come.
Hot. Ha, 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 hot. Gone but not forgotten today. Let's just start with singer Jo Stafford. She was a member of the group The Pied Pipers, which led to a job with Tommy Dorsey's orchestra. Jo Stafford, born on this day in 1917. Kim Hunter, 5 years later, 1922.
That bright eyes is remarkable. He keeps trying to form words.
You know what they say, human see, human do.
Yeah. Human see, human do.
Pretty good.
That human just happens to be Charlton Heston.
Right. Kim Hunter there in Planet of the Apes, 1922. Inventor Jack Ryan, where would we be without Hot Wheels or Barbie doll? He holds more than 1,000 patents, and he was born on this day, 1926. She was an actress. She was a princess. She was beautiful. Grace Kelly. No?
I never told you I had audio.
Oh,
I
thought we did have Grace Kelly.
She married Prince Rainier.
Yeah. Oh, she was in some great movies, including Rear Window.
What about High Noon?
High Noon. And Holiday Inn, I believe, too. Princess Grace of Monaco, Grace Kelly. The whacked out Chuck. Oh, we got to do Bob Crewe. Did you have him?
The Four Seasons, but he produced their songs and wrote a lot of their hits.
Walk Like a Man, Can't Take My Eyes Off of You. And this one, Bob Crewe, wow. Great songwriter.
I didn't wear my glass today, but is that Frankie Valli over there? I can't tell.
Pretty similar. 1931, the whacked out Charles Manson. He's gone, and we can forget him. 1934. And did you have anybody else?
I do have one that your staff missed here today.
I believe in miracles.
Oh, very nice.
Where you from? You sex a thing.
Sex a thing.
Thank you. I believe
Errol Brown, the lead singer of the group Hot Chocolate.
Oh, sure.
Everyone's a Winner. You sex a thing. And this song here, You Sexy Thing, 1948.
Big hit song.
And now they're all
gone.
But not forgotten. The Bob FM All Request Lunch Hour back at it today, back in studio after on location yesterday, and then on location tomorrow back at Richfield. So there's a reminder for you. Mm-hmm. Neil, do you have any other reminders?
I don't think so.
Okay.
We'll talk about the bowling event one more time
here
during the Bob-a-thon.
Please do.
So we're going to get that filled up.
Would you like to start a long stretch of music? And this stretch of music starts what we call the No Repeat Workday here on Bob FM. That's our pledge to you.
That is.
Clint Black, Nothing But the Taillights. You go with Shania Twain. You know, we had Mutt Lang's birthday yesterday.
Yes.
Shania Twain, No One Needs to Know. Or Sawyer Brown, Step That Step.
That was their debut hit. That's where we're going today, Sawyer Brown.
Thank you.
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KDDG.